From WJCT in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
I'm Sean Birch.
And this is Deemable Tech, episode 93. Bro, you've been hacked.
The Deemable Tech podcast is brought to you by A Small Orange, homegrown hosting, a refreshingly different approach to web hosting, on the web at asmallorange.com.
Hey, if you like Deemable, you should get involved.
I like Deemable.
Oh, I do, too.
I'm. How can we get involved?
I'm a little...
You're on the fence? Yeah,
I don't know. Help us decide what news stories we talk about on the podcast each week. Visit our Reddit page. Just go to deemable.com/Reddit. There you can vote stories up or down and submit stories of your own.
And help support the Deemable Tech.
Yeah.
Go to iTunes or Stitcher and leave a review. The more reviews we have, the more people will find Deemable Tech. The less reviews we get, the less shows we'll do. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
You want more Deemable Tech? Write up a quick review.
Plus, I don't know if our listeners know who Al Lutzen is. I hope they know who Al Lutzen is.
They should.
But today, Ray ingeniously started a little Twitter feud with him. Al has a podcast called...
Earthing. Great show. Listen to it. But don't leave him a review. Leave us a review.
Yeah. And
right now, we are in the lead for
reviews.
We have more reviews than he does. And, oh, he's got a Peabody. Whatever.
Ooh, look at me.
With his Peabody and his Edward R. Murrow Awards.
Whatever.
Several.
Deemable Tech is so much better than Earthing.
Far superior.
Go and leave a review for
We got to keep our edge.
And if you feel like getting on Twitter and telling Al how much better Deemable Tech is than Earthing, we'll be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
But do listen to Earthing, too.
What's his Twitter handle?
It's at @Al_Lutzen.
There you go.
Yep.
And the Earthing show is at Earthing with two or three R's.
It's two R's and Thang is spelled T-H-A-N-G.
Yeah. So
tell them Earthing. Tell them at
Earthing podcast. Just let them know, hey, we like Deemable better than Earthing.
There you go.
But definitely check out this show because it's great.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's take a look at this week's rundown.
The fine, morally upstanding hosts and listeners of this show are no doubt completely unfamiliar with AshleyMadison.com, an online dating site for married people looking to have an affair. That's lucky for you, my friends, as last week hackers claimed to have hacked into that site and downloaded its complete database of 37 million user profiles.
Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah, the hackers, who call themselves the Impact Team, are threatening to release all the profiles publicly unless Avid Life Media, the company that owns Ashley Madison, shutters the site permanently, along with sister site EstablishedMen.com. The hackers also take issue with Ashley Madison's paid, quote, full delete, where the site charges users $19 to fully erase their profile. The hackers claim that Ashley Madison does not, in fact, purge all their records from their database even after a full delete has been paid for. Strangely, as of this podcast, the hackers have released only two of the 37 million profiles. One belongs to a man in Brockton, Massachusetts, the other to a man in Mississauga, Ontario, in Canada.
Okay, so I am actually familiar with AshleyMadison.com. I'll explain why in a minute. But what is EstablishedMen.com?
You're probably not on EstablishedMen.com.
Why not?
Well, do you have 6 or 7 digits on your paycheck when it comes?
On my routing number.
Yeah. EstablishedMen.com is for very wealthy men to meet very young and attractive women.
Oh, sugar daddies.
Yeah, basically.
Gotcha.
So apparently it's owned by the same company, and these hackers have a beef with both these websites, I guess, and they want to take them down.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, full disclosure.
Yes, do tell.
I actually have an Ashley Madison account. It's a little embarrassing.
Yeah.
Here's why. You guys may recall a while back we did a review of different dating sites.
Mm-hmm.
We did Match
and
apps.
Yeah.
We talked about Tinder and Down.
Mm-hmm. I don't recall reviewing AshleyMadison.com.
You know, we didn't because I checked it out and I didn't like it. Not because, I'll be completely honest, not because of what they're about, simply because every single person that contacted me was a bot.
Really?
There were no humans on that site at all.
You didn't see anyone who's legit?
Not a one.
Huh.
I did not. I mean, I got a lot of bots who tried to act like humans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They did not pass my Turing test at all.
That's fascinating.
So, I didn't know if I was going to disclose that, but, you know, they did release two people, so they might release the rest, and I didn't want you guys to be surprised when it came out, the big scandal, that Ray had an Ashley Madison account. I still got to talk to Amber about that, though, because I forgot to mention it to her.
Hi, Amber. But,
So,
hope you're listening.
Yeah, so if that ever does come out, it's not that interesting. I mean, I tried. I tried to get people to... I did not put any nudes on there. But, yeah. I did try to get... I was trying to reach somebody just to find out, like, why do you do this?
Yeah.
And the only ones who even seemed like they could be real were listed as single.
Hmm.
Everybody else, like, it was just a bunch of fake people.
Well, here's my thing.
Now, I will say, yeah. I never paid any money.
Oh, sure.
And Ashley Madison is big about getting you to pay money. Mm. You cannot communicate with people without giving money and signing up for an account.
Mm-hmm.
So I never did that. Maybe that was the difference. All you can do is wink at people, and then then you have to pay to communicate.
Hmm.
But gotcha. I did something that I saw other people do, which was put my email address,
in your profile,
hidden in the profile. Hmm. And yeah, I never got a single email from people who supposedly were winking me or whatever.
Interesting.
So yeah, there you go.
I wonder, because this 37 million number, like, that rings false to me. Like, I'm sure there are 37 million things in their database. I have trouble believing there's 37 legitimate users out there on Ashley Madison, because I feel like it's not that I don't believe that people would cheat. I just think that if you're going to cheat, why would you use a dedicated cheating website?
Yeah,
you're just going to go to Plenty of Fish and set up a profile, you know? Why bother going to a website where you have to A, pay money, and B, if you're spouse sees it on the credit card, they're going to know what's up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, yeah, but I don't know how they charge it, but usually sites that are doing things poorly hide it. Also, I mean, there's like 319 million people in the U.S., roughly. So 37 million, that's only 1/10 of the population of the U.S., and this is a worldwide website.
But you said you went on and everybody you saw was a bot.
That's true. I mean, I just assumed that everybody was a bot because I was in my regional area. But it could be true. I mean, I don't know. I didn't go outside of the Jacksonville area to look.
Now, have these hackers said why they're doing this? Like what the point is, why they targeted Ashley Madison.
I mean, they clearly do not like Ashley Madison at all.
Yeah.
I mean, they were like, you guys have to shut this down, which is crazy. Like, they're like, we're going to release this data unless you completely shut down your site. That's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But no, beyond that, they haven't said.
Now, like, I will say, just personal history here, mm-hmm. as someone who has been cheated on in the past. People that cheat on their significant others are human garbage.
Yeah.
there you go. Yeah.
I'm just editorializing there, but
tell me what you feel, Sean.
I know that the company that owns Ashley Madison, just from reading about this, they apparently own a couple of other, like, regular kind of dating sites.
Oh.
That are for, like, a specific segment of the population. Like, they have one that I guess is for cougars.
Large cats.
Yes.
Yes.
One that's...
Surprisingly, they are very active on the internet. Yeah.
Just with their paws and everything typing. I know there's another one that's for gay men, and there's a couple other ones.
There's established men, apparently.
Yeah. I would say that those are legitimate dating sites. They may be focusing on one kind of group, but they're not like Ashley Madison. Are those people going to be affected by this, or?
I don't know. I don't know if those sites use the same user accounts.
They weren't mentioned by the hacker, so who knows?
They could have a cross-user platform like a lot of sites do.
Yeah.
That would really stink, because that would also make the 37 million profiles make more sense. Mm-hmm. I hope for their sake it's not, because...
Now, speaking of the 37 million profiles, this was really interesting. So, you may be familiar with the city of Ottawa in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there's a very large number of Ashley Madison profiles that were generated from the city of Ottawa.
Oh.
Such a large number, in fact, that they estimate that 1 in 5 residents of the city of Ottawa must have a profile on Ashley Madison.
Okay.
Wow.
So.
Bunch of cheaters in Ottawa.
Yeah.
Who knew?
It's apparently, you know, it's a really buttoned-down conservative Canadian city. So
yeah.
The Ottawans, is that what you say? Ottawans? Ottawans?
Ottawans? I don't know, but I do believe their hockey team is the Ottawa Cheaters. Oh. So that makes sense.
Maybe that makes so much more sense now. Never thought about it before.
But so now something fishy is apparently going on in Ottawa.
But I thought I read somewhere that it was saying that these are possibly generated profiles that aren't real, too.
Yeah, maybe.
It just happens that they all ended up in Ottawa.
I like to think that Ottawa is a hotbed of lies and deceit.
Well, I can't understand that theory. I mean, it makes sense because often those fake profiles do all come from one place. But in this case, since you're... who you connect with is based on your location.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they are fake, they're fake because there's a high population there already.
That's true. So it's like bots chasing bots.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Oh, well, that could be it.
Oh, that makes sense.
Well, speaking of bots, let's talk about drones.
Hey. All right. Good segue.
We'll call it a segue.
Sure.
So drones prevented firefighters from putting out a fire on the 15 freeway in Southern California's Cajon Pass. Or Cajon? I don't know how to pronounce that.
I don't know.
I should have looked that up before the show.
Yeah, maybe.
Cars were stopped on the 15 because of a wildfire, and several of those cars caught fire. And trucks. There were a lot of big trucks involved in this, too.
Wow.
There's a big wildfire going on out there, if you haven't heard of it. And firefighters were unable to get water to the cars because 5 drones were hovering over the site.
Wow, 5.
Yeah, 5 of them. And apparently this has been an ongoing issue with that wildfire. And the wildfire, like I said, is so bad it's been given a name. It's called North Fire. Mm. Drone operators have been flying around while firefighter helicopters have been trying to do their job.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular incident was so bad that several people were severely burned. 20 vehicles were completely destroyed, including, like I said, full-on tractor trailers. And 2 of the drones even pursued the helicopter when it left and tried to leave.
What the heck?
Because... you know, we think of a drone, it's a small thing, but they can be up to 5-6 feet long, and these ones that normal people use.
They can book it, apparently.
And they can go, yeah, they can go really fast.
Jeez.
And the problem is, if they get into the jet engines, like the DC-10s had to pull off the other day, too. DC-10s that were dropping flame retardant over the fires, they had to pull out because they couldn't fly because of these stupid drones.
Hmm.
I mean, when I read this story, I was furious because I like drones. I think drones are freaking cool.
Yeah.
And people like that are just giving them a really bad name. And at first I thought people had died, but they didn't. No one died.
That's good.
Yeah. But it does. The Gizmodo article was crazy. It said that the site looked like a post-apocalyptic movie because these cars had been burned so thoroughly that it was just the frames of them left because they just burnt until they were gone, run out of fuel.
Wow.
Insanity.
That's not a good use of drones.
Yeah, that is a stupid use of drones.
But I know you're about to probably balance this out by giving us a positive and constructive use of drones.
Right? No, I'm not at all. In equally stupid drone news, an 18-year-old has decided to attach a gun to a drone and fire the gun.
No.
Now, he probably would have been fine if he hadn't also decided to video record it and post the video to YouTube.
Of course.
Yeah. So the videotape is on YouTube. There will be a link to it on our show notes. And it's just a semi-automatic pistol hanging off the bottom of a drone and shooting.
What could go wrong?
Which is, I am a gun rights advocate, and that is just frightening. The idea of a gun flying around with someone who could be miles away.
Yep.
At the controls and just shoot at random. That is just absolutely frightening to me. The FAA is investigating the case because the genius put it on YouTube to see if any federal laws were broken. The state that he's in, they said that he didn't break any state laws, but he may have broken some laws federally for weaponizing an aircraft. Now, this is not, though, the first time that someone has weaponized a drone.
Oh.
In 2013, a company that creates screen protection for, like, iPhones and Galaxy phones, they created a drone and attached a gun to the gimbal and shot some video of the Skynet-esque monstrosity, shooting soda bottles and cans and shooting a Samsung Galaxy.
Why do people have it in for Samsung Galaxies?
I don't know why they didn't do iPhones, because all their other videos, they do shoot iPhones. But in this one, they just shot a Samsung Galaxy and with that screen protection that they make. And that one was actually pretty cool. I think the difference was you have a teenager in the woods shooting a gun attached to a drone versus a company who was doing it for a stunt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I can trust the company that's just doing it for a stunt in a controlled environment versus the teenager who's shooting a quadcopter in the woods.
Yeah.
That's just not cool.
Sean Birch, would you ever consider purchasing a drone for the purpose of mounting firearms on it?
No. No, I would never do that. I don't know if I would ever really buy a drone.
I'm not sure
if I would be interested in it.
I did buy a drone recently. I mean, not a drone.
What?
It's a
Why
quadcopter.
Why are you holding out on us?
It's a quadcopter. I'll explain. I bought it this weekend, and this weekend was the weekend of gadgets gone bad. I had three devices that didn't work. We're going to talk about, we talked about last week, the iSwim Band. It didn't go so well. We'll talk about it next week. I also bought a Wink Porkfolio, which is a smart piggy bank. I spent 4 hours trying to connect it to my Wi-Fi. Not once was able to do it.
Oh, man.
Wink technical support actually gave up on me and said to call back on Monday. I haven't done that because I'm just taking it back. But I also bought a quadcopter. Now, the quadcopter is, if you took my iPhone and cut it in half, that's how big the quadcopter is.
Okay. Very small.
It is itty-bitty.
Yeah.
I flew one in the store. Super awesome. Very stable. Could do flips. It was really cool. There was one that was on clearance because somebody had brought it back.
Uh-oh.
The sales rep was like, oh, he just put the propellers on wrong. It's totally fine. It flies great. I brought it home. I couldn't get it 6 feet off the ground without it flying into a wall.
Jeez.
And I'm competent. Like, it's just garbage. It was probably wrecked. The guy wrecked it and brought it back. So that's why I haven't told you about it, because it's not fun. So I have to take it back. Yeah. So three gadgets in one weekend.
Wow, that's a record.
None of them worked.
That is a
record. None of them worked good. But I did end up getting another light bulb in my smart home, and I'm happy.
You went through three really high-tech things, and then you got a light bulb.
It is a smart light bulb,
that's
though.
That's true. They are cool from what
you
told.
We haven't talked
about
this on the show, but yeah, I did buy a Wink Hub.
Mm-hmm.
So I am putting a bunch of smart.
We need a YouTube video from you, man.
I might do that. Yeah. I need to paint my house, though, first, because the interior of my house needs a paint job real bad.
Excuses, excuses.
It's an old house.
We also need a video of when your house becomes sentient
and Katie Seagal starts talking.
Yep, yeah. Exactly. Yep.
That is a reference to the 90s show Smart House. Smart House?
Was it a show?
I don't remember. It was a made-for-TV movie.
That's right. Yeah.
1999.
Wow.
According to the Internet Movie Database.
Is Katie Seagal related to Steven Seagal?
Surprisingly, directed by LeVar Burton.
What?
Oh, really?
Ooh.
And if you don't know who LeVar Burton is, please send us your nerd card because it is revoked. It is hereby revoked if you don't know who LeVar Burton is. Do you know who LeVar Burton is?
I'll just say that he's going to help beam you up, Scotty, except in a Next Generation way. That was lame.
It was lame, but you did get the reference correct. So that's fine. Moving on.
That's right. Okay. No segue here. I don't know how to segue from that.
I got a segue for you.
Give it to me.
Maybe your house isn't hackable, but your car could be.
Possibly. If you have a Jeep Cherokee, apparently. Wired reports that white hat hackers Charlie Miller and Chris Valasek were able to take control of a Jeep Cherokee using the Chrysler Uconnect system installed in the vehicle. That's a entertainment-type system that they have in there that is connected to the internet through, I'm guessing, 4G like data or something like that. The hackers performed their exploit remotely while one of Wired's journalists was inside. The hacker's code reportedly allowed them to control the AC, control the volume of the stereo, control the transmission, disable the brakes, and kill the engine.
Whoops.
Yep.
All right. I was fine up until you said the transmission. I was like, oh, that's no big deal. They turned the AC down. They made the stereo loud. Whoop-de-doo.
Yep. And they actually had the journalist drive on a highway while they did this. Yeah. Now, this hack comes just as a couple of senators are introducing new legislation that will mandate digital security standards for cars and trucks. And the hackers did this, for a good thing, to show that this was possible. You know, there are security flaws here. We need to take care of them. But, yeah, that is pretty terrifying, especially if you're buying a new car.
I'm in favor – I know this won't be necessarily a popular statement, but I am in favor of legislation for this stuff. Because
really?
We've got this – yes.
All right.
We have this Internet of Things. We've got these cars now. These companies, they just don't think about security. There needs to be – I'm not saying there needs to be necessary legislation saying you have to do this and this. But there needs to be a liability legislation saying if you don't do this, you're on the hook. Because this is bad stuff. I don't want to be driving my Jeep Cherokee and have somebody kill my transmission or whatever.
Exactly. I honestly just feel like legislation moves so slow versus the development cycle of technology.
But you can have basic stuff. You can say, you know what? If you're not secure sufficiently your system and you just make it so hackers can waltz in and take it over, you're liable.
You're already liable for that unless it's written in the law that you're not, which that's usually how it goes. You know, they get some special legislation that says they're not liable.
Right now, it's a blank slate.
Necessary.
I do think we need some legislation.
I think you can sue somebody and get more done than filing a law. I mean, filing a legislation. I don't know.
Listen, these companies that are doing this stuff are not tech companies, and they're just really, really, really bad at this stuff.
That's true.
And they need someone to kind of spank them on the butt and get them to move. That's the way it is.
Strange analogy, but okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like when Congress gets involved in technology, it just muddies up the water. I don't know if that's a good thing. I think it makes things more complicated, and then they have to figure out, okay, how do we comply with this law, even though it's not really the best thing for innovation, or even sometimes for security.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not the best thing for security, but they have to comply with the law because it says it this way. I've seen that happen so much with HIPAA, which is a very similar law, you know, that it's protecting people's information. And so any company that deals with medical records has to deal with HIPAA. Mm-hmm. If you don't know about HIPAA, look it up. It's too complicated to go into on this show. But, you know, I've seen great technology that's been just destroyed because it doesn't meet a certain requirement of HIPAA, even though that HIPAA requirement is really out of date and doesn't match modern technology.
Yeah.
I understand.
But when you're driving down the road and somebody starts trying to, you know, disable your brakes while your kids are inside the
car. That's not cool.
You might change your mind about this.
Don't get me wrong. That's not cool. I agree with that. But I think that the market would make it do it anyways.
Or worse, like they did to this Wired journalist, they put on Kanye West and turned the volume all the way up.
Oh, man.
That's rough.
Actually, Kanye West isn't terrible.
Why would he be punished like that? Sorry, Kanye. Don't. But, you know, you're talking about market influence, Chrysler issued a fix to this almost, you know, like a day later.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's what happens. That's how it works. That's
how
the market rolls.
I just worry because a lot of this stuff is so wide open and there's not a lot of attention being paid to security for the Internet of Things, quote unquote. There's all this stuff that we are connecting to the Internet.
Sure.
And people aren't thinking through, well, okay, you've connected to the internet. Now you've got to secure it. It's great that you've got a Wi-Fi connected toaster.
Like my house and my Nest thermostat.
That's right.
That's called a segue.
Okay.
Speaking of my Nest thermostat, Recode is reporting that the Apple Store is no longer carrying the Nest thermostat, the Nest Protect, or the Nest Cam, which you may have known it was previously called the Drop Cam.
Okay.
Because they bought Drop Cam. This, of course, happened all after Google bought Nest last year.
Oh.
And Apple is about to launch the first of its HomeKit automation-enabled products.
Mm.
Of course, Apple's not actually doing it themselves. It's just companies who have partnered with them. No surprise, about the same time as the Nest thermostat was taken off the shelves, the Ecobee 3, a wireless thermostat that does work with HomeKit, quickly took its place.
Hmm.
Yeah. Unfortunately, none of this is terribly surprising. Apple sold tons of fitness bands like the Jawbone Up and the Nike Fuel Band right up until they launched the Apple Watch when they quickly dumped the products off of their shelves. Now, this could be a sign that Nest won't support HomeKit, which is sad for iPhone users like myself who were looking forward to the day when we could tell Siri to turn the temperature down, like our Android friends can do with Google Now.
Can they?
You can.
Wow.
Actually, you can do it on the iPhone. You just have to use the Google search app.
Right.
It's because you can still have Google Now.
Yep.
But I can't just hold down my home button and pull up Google Now like I can Siri.
There's no reason that Nest couldn't support HomeKit, right?
It's probably more politics than anything else, working out the business deals. I'm sure there's no good reason why they can't.
Google's played nice with Apple before.
Sure. Yeah, that's true.
Google's played nice with Apple before.
Yeah. So I don't see why they couldn't. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. You know, it could be that Nest is about to drop all new products and Apple just pulled off the old stuff. Probably not, but it could be. Most likely it's, you know, they're just trying to focus on the products that work best with the iPhone and the iPad and Macs.
Sean Birch, makes me sad. Would you ever consider getting a Nest?
Yeah, I would love having a Nest if it weren't
so
expensive.
I'd say wait and get an Ecobee.
Yeah. I mean, is it going to be $200 or whatever a Nest was as well?
$250, right?
Yeah, I think the Ecobee is about the same price. I'll look it up real quick.
Of course, I don't own the house that I live in, so I don't know how my landlords would feel about me just changing out all the thermostats.
You know, surprisingly, it's really easy to do.
I'm sure it is,
I was surprised at how easy it was. Even for complicated thermostats, it's not that hard. The Ecobee 3 is $229 right now. So
a little cheaper.
I would also never get rid of my thermostat because it is a Robert Shaw. That's the brand.
Yep.
As in the actor from Jaws.
And this is the one that made it.
Yeah, I don't know where that brand name came from, but I love it. Robert Shaw.
I will say the one thing I like about the Ecobee, which I have looked at that one, is it has a remote sensor. So you put the thermostat in the hallway, but you put the sensor that tells what temperature it is in your bedroom or in your living room. Which,
that's nice.
With Wink, you can actually, because it works with Nest, you can actually add sensors and it'll control it, you know, keep the thermostat on. So I haven't done that yet, but I've heard you can do that.
One of these days, your house is actually going to kill you. It's going to achieve sentience.
I hope not.
You know, you're going to be like electrocuted or chomped up in your, you know, whatever automation that you foolishly connected, like the food processor or something up to the automation.
I'm being cautious. Right now I have a thermostat and I have six lights, a light switch.
You can already freeze and electrocute you, man.
Two light switches and four light bulbs. Wait, no. Is that right? Yeah.
You're lucky you didn't get that drone online. Yeah. It would have armed that drone, and it would be shooting at
you
right
now. That's
what
I'm worried about. If I have a Wi-Fi drone, it'll arm it and kill me.
I am really sad that Apple went with the name HomeKit and not Skynet.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been much better.
Been very effective. All right. Well, do we have any more news?
No. We forgot to pay the news bill for this week.
Oh, dang it. All right. Well, we do have an announcement, sort of.
Yes, that's right.
We are going to... We want to come up with a new theme song.
That's right, for this show.
For this show.
New theme song.
For the podcast.
Yeah.
So the chick 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 doo 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 doo. That's going to stay for Ask Deemable Tech. That's Ask Deemable Tech's theme song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We want a new theme song for Deemable Tech. This show, the tech news show.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a musician or you aspire to be a musician.
Or you know somebody.
Or you know a musician. Or you like to play with GarageBand, or your ukulele. We don't care.
You can beatbox.
We want to get submissions from our audience. So here's what you get. Your name on the podcast.
Yep. It's pretty nice.
It is a sweet, sweet deal for you. You can. I think you can get a hug from every single host of the show.
Don't touch me.
Yeah, I don't know if I can.
You can get
that.
One hug from one host of the show at our You can get one hug from one host at our discretion. Selfies. We can do selfies. Up to three selfies per winner. And maybe an autograph even.
Oh wow.
So if you have a theme song idea, send it to feedback@deemable.com.
Yep.
Or Yeah, do it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't call us and leave us a voicemail. That's what I was thinking.
They could sing their theme song.
They could. I mean, if you are just going to sing a theme song into your, just record it on your phone and send us the audio file. Send it to feedback@deemable.com. We really, really, really want the community involved in this. So figure some out.
Yeah.
It can be whatever you want. It can be jazzy. It can be hard rock. It can be
electronic.
Boom, yep. Boom, yep. Boom. It can be acoustic.
Yeah. Just make it fit the feel of the show.
Yeah.
That's what we want. Something that when you think of Deemable Tech, what do you think?
What do you think of when you think of Deemable Tech? Maybe we don't want them to do that.
No.
Maybe we want them to submit a song that is what Deemable Tech should make them think of when they think of the show.
Don't overthink it.
Yeah.
Anyways, but we would love to hear from you guys. Love to hear your creative endeavors.
Yep.
So, you know,
feedback@deemable.com. We'll give you credit on the show. We'll give you credit on our website. And we'll just love you forever.
Mm-hmm. Forever.
We will mention you on Facebook and Twitter.
We will.
That counts for something.
Yeah. We'll mention you on the podcast every time we play the song.
That's right. All right, well, that's all we got for today. If you have a suggestion or just a comment for the show, give us a call or leave us a voicemail at 1-888-972-9868, or you can send an email about anything to feedback@deemable.com.
That's right, and don't forget to help us decide what stories we're going to talk about on next show. Go to our subreddit page and submit a story and vote other stories up or down. Deemable.com/Reddit will take you there.
And leave us a review. Make sure go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, leave a review, but don't leave a review for Earthing.
No.
Don't do it.
No.
All right. But check out their show. It's pretty great.
Yeah, it is.
All right. I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
I'm Sean Birch.
And this has been Deemable Tech. As far as theme song goes, any thoughts? Jazzy, more egg shaker.
I think it should be like boopity boopity boop, and then there should be like a part that's like bow bow, and then there should be a part that's like, and then it should be like, oh yeah.
Did you get all that?
This has been a production of WJCT Public Broadcasting. To find out more, visit us online at wjct.org.